back to 1936 to history before you were born. Eh? This December 30th, 1936. The year is coming to an end. I took today as a day of the monthly retreats. My spirit engrossed itself in the benefits that God has lavished on me throughout this whole year. My soul trembled at the sight of the immensity of God's grace. From my soul, there burst forth a hymn of thanksgiving to the Lord. For a whole hour, I remained steeped in adoration and thanksgiving, contemplating one by one the benefits I had received from God and also my own minor shortcomings. All that this year contains has gone into the abyss of eternity. Nothing is lost. I'm glad that nothing gets lost. Of course, unless we do something good, something bad, you have to pay for it. December 30th, one day retreat. During the morning meditation, I felt an aversion and a repugnance for all created things. Everything pales before my eyes. My spirit is detached from all things. I desire only God Himself, and yet I must live. This is a martyrdom beyond description. God imparts Himself to the soul in a loving way and draws it into the infinite depths of His divinity. But at the same time, He leaves it here on earth for the sole purpose that it might suffer and die of longing for Him. And this strong love is so pure that God Himself finds pleasure in it, and self-love has no access to its deeds. For here everything is totally saturated with bitterness, and thus is totally pure. Life is a continuous dying, painful and terrible. At the same time, it is the death of true life and of inconceivable happiness and the strength of the soul. Because of this, the soul is capable of great deeds for the sake of God. So at the one time we suffer on earth, at the same time we yearn for eternity, joy, divinity. So it's, you know, something beautiful. God created us in this way. Our soul belongs to God. But since our body still live on earth, it's a contradicting many times. It leads our efforts to lift up our hearts. In the evening, I prayed for a few hours. First for my parents and relatives, for Mother General and for the whole congregation, for our students and for three priests, probably that's good, probably Archbishop Yokowski, Father Sopoko, and Father Andres, to whom I owed very much. I ran the length and breadth of the whole world and thanked the unfathomable mercy of God for all the graces granted to people, and I begged pardon for everything by which they have offended Him. So even today, Faustina is remembering us. She prayed hard for us so that you can get up earlier to stay with Jesus at least for an hour, right? Without any help from the Lord, we can't do much. And I think Sister Faustina is praying hard that we can share some of her thoughts, because all the thoughts from Jesus is for us, not for herself. He doesn't need, because already in her soul, His mind. But He's written down this for us. During Vesper, I saw the Lord Jesus, who looked sweetly and profoundly into my soul. The word, "My daughter, have patience. It won't be long now. she will see Jesus in a short time, but still so much. That profound look and those words filled my soul with strength and power, courage, and extraordinary trust that I would carry out everything he was demanding of me, despite such tremendous difficulties, and a special conviction that the Lord is with me, and that with him I can do all things. All the powers on earth and in hell are as nothing to me. Everything must fall before the power of his name. I entrust everything into his hands. O my Lord and God, sole commander of my soul, direct me according to your eternal desires. January 1st in Krakow. That's your prayer. Jesus, I trust in you. Today at midnight, I bid goodbye to the old year 1936 and welcome this year 1937. It was with fear and trembling that in the first hour of the year, I faced this new period of time. Merciful Jesus, with you, I go boldly and courageously into conflicts and battles. In your name, I will accomplish everything and overcome everything. My God, infinite goodness, I beg of you, let your infinite mercy accompany me always and in all things. As I enter this year, fear of life overwhelms me. But Jesus brings me out of this fear and lets me know what great glory this work of mercy will bring him. There are times in life when the soul finds some comfort only in the profound prayer. Would that souls knew how to persevere in prayer at such times? This is very important. I think especially for you, away from home, and an environment that's not so Christian at times. So we need to have this special profound prayer in order to give you peace. Otherwise you will be disturbed in just calling friends for consolation. Only Jesus will give, nobody. Jesus, I trust in you. This quotation. Restoration of the year 1936, day one, month one. Particular examine remains the same, namely to unite myself with merciful Christ, that is, what will Christ do in such and such a case, and in spirit to embrace the whole world, especially Russia and Spain, today also for China and Philippines. We need your prayer too. General resolutions, strict observance of silence, interior silence. Not enough external silence. Interior silence is more important. You can be in the world, but not of the world. To see the image of God in every system, all love of neighbor must flow from this motive, this from the gospel. Whatever you do to the least, we are doing to Jesus. To do the will of God faithfully at every moment of my life and to live by it. To give a faithful account of everything to the spiritual director and not to undertake anything of importance without a clear understanding with him. I shall try to clearly lay bare to him the most secret depths of my soul, bearing in mind that I am dealing with God himself and that his representative is just a human being, and so I must pray daily that he be giving lights. Whatever she got the lights from Jesus, she confined everything to the spiritual director, so she had to pray for the spiritual director. And at times he thinks in a human way, can disturb things, no? So she's praying for a spiritual director also. During the event examination of conscience, I'm to ask myself the question, what if he were to call me today? What if it's the last day of your life, of my life? what will you do? Still hang around? Or that kind of recollection? Mind, heart. Not to look for God far away, but within my own being to abide with Him alone. God told Jesus, you have to come to church to adore Jesus in the blessed sacraments. Still Jesus loving you in the kitchen, in the marketplace. He is in you. Remember, we are the moving tabernacle. Jesusness. In sufferings and torments, to take refuge in the tabernacle and to be silent. So this is by the way, both sense. In church, in yourself, tabernacle. To join all sufferings, prayers, works, and mortifications to the merits of Jesus in order to obtain mercy for the world. So we join, not that you pray, well, we pray for the world, but join with the suffering of Jesus for the world. It's a little bit, one drop of blood from you, but the whole blood of Jesus for the world. You join. To use free moments, however, short for prayers for the dying. So we need to pray for the dying people also. There must be a day in my life when I do not recommend to the Lord the works of our congregation. Never have regard for what are the things of you. Forever. There must not be a day in my life when I do not recommend to the Lord the works of our congregation. So every day is praying for her congregation. Never have regard for what are the things of you. No matter people think about, maybe in a terrible sense, she's still thinking the congregation she's going to start with as new congregation. Do you remember? She's really, really hoping to have a new congregation. Have no familiar relationship with anyone. No true friends, only friend with Jesus. Gentle firmness towards the girls, boundless patience. Punish them severely, but with such punishments as these, prayer and self-sacrifice. The strength, that is, the emptying of myself for the sick, is for them constant remorse and the softening of their obdurate hearts. I mean, for they have the girls' school, no? So they have to be stern from them, also strict. But just help them to more be a person. The presence of God is the basis of all my thoughts, words, and deeds. To take advantage of all spiritual help, to always put self-love in its proper place, namely the last. To perform my spiritual exercises as though I were doing them for the last time in my life. In like manner, to carry out all my duties as if the last time. That's when the sacristy of the congregation of the mission of Jesus. No, I mean the Mother Teresa. Every time she put a big words for the priest. Say this word at the first mass, the last mass, and the unique mass in the sacristy to remind the priest that this mass, you say it as if the last time you say it, or the first time you say it, or the unique time, no more, it's only one time. It's different, no? If I, many years ago, so, can be naturally, if the last time, or if the last time I read this, I read it solemnly, no? No more time, we can meet. Tomorrow, next week, we don't know. In January 2nd, 1937, the name of Jesus. Oh, how great is your name, O Lord. It is the strength of my soul. When my strength fails and darkness invades my soul, your name is the sun whose rays give light and also warmth. And under their influence, the soul becomes more beautiful and radiant, taking its splendor from your name. When I hear the sweetest name of Jesus, my heartbeat grows stronger. And there are times when hearing the name of Jesus, I fall into a swoon. My spirit eagerly strains towards him. do have this sentiment. They mention the name of Jesus, our heart melted. We pray for this special grace. This is a particularly important day for me. On this day, I made my first visit connected with the painting of the image. That painting. On this day, the Divine Mercy received special external honor for the first time, although he has been known for a long time. But here, it was in the form that the Lord had requested. This day of the sweet name of Jesus reminds me of many special graces. January 3rd, the Mother Superior of the congregation that served this hospital visited me today. Together with one of the sisters, for a long while we talked about spiritual matters. I recognized in her great ascetic, and so our conversation was pleasing to God. Today a girl came to see me. I saw that she was suffering, but not so much in body as in soul. I comforted her as much as I could, but my words of consolation were not enough. She was a poor orphan, ever so plunged into bitterness and pain. She opened her soul to me and told me everything. I understood that in this case, simple words of consolation would not be enough. I fervently interceded with the Lord for that soul and offered him my joy so that he would give it to her and take all feeling of joy away from me. And the Lord heard my prayer. I was left only with consolation that she had been consoled. So the joy go to that girl, and she remained suffering. Adoration. First Sunday of the month. During adoration, I felt strongly urged to act that I burst into tears and said to the Lord, Jesus, do not urge me, but give this inspiration to those who you know are delaying the work. And I heard these words, my daughter, be at peace. It will not be long now. During Vespers, I heard these words, my daughter, I want to repose in your heart because many souls have thrown me out of their hearts today. I have experienced sorrow unto death. Many people closed their doors for Jesus. He has no way to go. He begged to stay in our soul. Remember, today, Jesus may say to you the same words. Many people closed their door to Jesus. And you are the one who can open once again. My daughter, I want to repose in your heart. Because many souls have thrown me out of their hearts today. I've experienced sorrow unto death. So when there's no love, pure sorrow of Jesus. Jesus suffered not because of the pain of the the physical pain, spiritual pain for Jesus. People closed their door. I tried to comfort the Lord by offering him my love 1,000 times over. I felt within my soul a great disgust for sin. My heart is steeped in continual bitterness because I want to go to you, Lord, into the fullness of life. Oh Jesus, what a dreadful wilderness this life seems to me. There is on this earth no nourishment for either my soul or my heart. I suffer because of my longing for you, O Lord. You have left me the secret holes, O Lord, but it kindles in my soul an even greater longing for you, O my Creator, eternal God. Jesus, I yearn to become united with you, dying to hear the sights of your dearly beloved. Oh, how I suffer because I'm still unable to be united with you. But let it be done according to your wishes. So, Lord, though today she cannot have the full communion with the Lord, she expressed her desire to be very close to the Lord. January 5th, 1937, this evening I saw a certain priest, probably Father Sopoko, who was in need of prayer for a certain matter. I prayed fervently because the matter is very close to my heart as well. Thank you, Jesus, for this kindness. O Jesus, have mercy, embrace the whole world, and press me to your heart. O Lord, let my soul repose in the sea of your unfathomable mercy. January 6, 1937. Today, during Holy Mass, I was unwittingly absorbed into the infinite majesty of God. The whole immensity of God's love flooded my soul. At that particular moment, I became aware of how much God abases himself for my sake. He, the Lord of Lords, and what am I, miserable being that I am, that you would commune thus with me? The wonder that took hold of me after this special grace continued very vividly throughout the entire day, taking advantage of the intimacy to which the Lord was admitting me. I interceded before him for the whole world. At such moments, I have the feeling that the whole world is depending on me. My Master, because my heart never expects help from anyone, but I will always strive to bring assistance, consolation, and all manner to relief to others. My heart is always open to the sufferings of others, and I will not close my heart to the sufferings of others, even though because of this, I have been scornfully nicknamed dumb. That is, everyone dumps his pain into my heart. To this, I answered that everyone has a place in my heart, and I, in return, have a place in the heart of Jesus. Her heart had all of us in her, but her heart is in Jesus. Tones regarding the law of love will not narrow my heart. My soul is always sensitive on this point, and Jesus alone is the motive of my love for labor. So it's very important, especially what you're doing. We call secular work, but it should be spiritual, because you are working with Jesus. You share the love of Jesus for others. So there's not you are doing things. Jesus, through you, serve that family, not you. You have to be missionary of Jesus for a place. In January 7, during the holy hour, the Lord allowed me to taste his passion. Wow. I shared the bitterness of the suffering that filled my soul to overflowing. Jesus gave me to understand how a soul should be faithful to prayer despite torments, dryness, and temptations. Many times we come to prayer because we are satisfied, so I come to prayer and give Jesus. Whenever we are in sore moments and we just don't go anywhere, go to cinema, go to talk, go to friends, go to Jesus. Because oftentimes the realization of God's grace depends mainly on such prayer. If we do not persevere in such prayer, we frustrate what the Lord wanted to do through us or within us. Let every soul remember these words. And being in anguish, he prayed longer. I always prolong such prayer as much as in my power and in conformity with my duty. The last phrase, sir. January 8th, on Friday morning, I was going to the chapel to attend Holy Mass. I suddenly saw a huge juniper tree on the pavement in a terrible cat who, looking angry at me, blocked my way to the chapel. One whisper of the name of Jesus dissipated all that. Offered the whole day for dying sinners. During Holy Mass, I felt the closeness of the Lord in a special way. After Holy Communion, I turned my gaze with trust toward the Lord and told him, "Jesus, I so much desire to tell you something." And the Lord looked at me with love and said, "And what is it that you desire to tell me?" "Jesus, I begged you, by the inconceivable power of your mercy, that all the souls who will die today escape the fire of hell, even if they have been the greatest sinners. Today is Friday, the memorial of your bitter agony on the cross. Because your mercy is inconceivable, the angels will not be surprised at this." Jesus pressed me to his heart and said, "My beloved daughter, you have come to know well the depths of my mercy. I will do what you ask, but unite yourself continually with my agonizing heart and make reparation for my justice. Know that you have asked me for a great thing, but I see that this was dictated by your pure love for me. That is why I'm complying with your request." So Faustina is offering all her suffering for the dying souls. Jesus appreciates that. And Jesus accepts your prayer. The mercy of God through intercession of people praying for one another. So let us live well today. May Sister Faustina is informing us how she lived. I don't think Jesus asked her to write things for the religious people, for all general people, common people like you. You don't have to be a consecrated person to live for Jesus. Everyone, you can share. Yeah, you know, so many sufferings. Your own families, the family that you work with. There's so much things, so much conflict in the family. You know, you pray for them, offer for them. You come to hear, come to Jesus, offering everything. You know, Faustina, every time she kind of suffering, she offers to Jesus, praying for you too. Do as if another little Faustina. Can you be another Faustina in the family? I think she will be delighted to be with us. I think it's one of the purpose. You are invited to come early morning. You can take more rest today. Today is a day of work rest. No? You come earlier than you should. Maybe than you should. The people coming from more farther away than Chinwan, you know. But this, whatever you do things with love, there's always love there. You thank Jesus for this special grace for each one of us. I never imagined that I can stay with you all these years reading the diary. We never thought of it, about it. How long we have been this way? In this morning prayer? How long? 2 years already or no? 3 years already. Oh, I didn't know. As if only few months ago. Time runs short, you know. So enjoy it. You expect Sunday is coming that we can join, come together? Do you have this sentiment to come early morning, Sunday morning, to come and listen to the teaching of Faustina? Very good. Me too. Always expect, from Monday already expect, Sunday is coming.